Before we begin tonight, I'd like to recognize a guy from South Florida who means a great deal to me, and that's Jason Taylor. And so for him to be inducted and enshrined into the Hall of Fame this past week, all of us who know him are really proud of him. Let's get started from the game. I thought in the first half, there were some good situations we've worked on from camp. We had fourth downs. We had 2 minutes at the half. And defensively, we were looking to see tackling, where we were at in the run game. We got two takeaways defensively, and that part we were encouraged by, but we also lost two on teams. So it's kind of a tale of two halves tonight. Lots to teach from, especially in the second half. We'll look at that tonight, and then we get right back into training camp mode for us beginning tomorrow, and we'll take that through the next few days. So with that, I'm glad to open up to your questions regarding the ballgame.
Coach, would you please, with the opening, the three and out, you get the big punt return, Ryan, they go and score?
I was led, and that's kind of what we were talking about, to say, could we force, you know, a shorter field? We were pleased with the return game from Roberts early on. And then when we had a chance to go for it on fourth down, we want to stay aggressive in those moments. So I thought from the execution standpoint, offensive line and Matt, they seemed to be in sync early on. So that was a good step in terms of how we like to set it off. Unfortunately for us, you know, as it went down into the fourth quarter, we weren't able to sustain that, but we were pleased with how it began tonight.
Indications on how Garland did in his action there and how twice you're doing it?
You know, we put him back and forth, you know, so we're going to go back tonight and take a look at that. So I didn't have a sense in-game led for those two, so we'll take a look at them tonight, and I'll give you a better indication of that as we move forward.
Coach, I was going to ask you about the guard play.
Sure.
Yeah,
well, we know for us it's a long way to go to get our run game going like we're accustomed to. So we got to keep working the reps at it. And tonight was a step, different front, different system, and we need that. And our line of scrimmage is something that we're always going to emphasize. So we didn't get on track tonight in the run game like we're accustomed to, and that'll be a real point of focus for us.
You said the wide receiver competition would come down to special teams.
Yes.
Value.
Yeah, really, Reggie jumped out, Marvin did, and we were really wanting to find out. McGee was one, Burton was one, Nick Williams, all those guys. We just love, you know, what they stand for as competitors. So I thought each of them had their ops to make some plays, and we'll go back and look at it tonight. We're certainly a long way from deciding where we're at with that group, but I do like the way they compete. He thought he was going to score on one of the runs, and I think Sue had a pretty good hold of him, but he thought he had a chance for it, so we were going to see what kind of celebration was going to come from that. We're really thrilled, and for Thomas and his guys to get this deal done, knowing what a significant factor he is for us. So he's one of the guys, you know, that are really important on this team, and I think, you know, the organization showed that commitment back. We're hopeful to have some guys that missed today back as early as Sunday. I thought some that could have been close to playing. Crawford was one. Neal was one. Taylor Gabriel, Julio Jones, that crew, we're hopeful as we get into next week, we'll see if they can get more work to it. I think we came out okay tonight from an injury standpoint, so we'll take a look at that over the next few days. But we're hopeful to have Neal and Crawford back into action soon. Yeah, the length. And both guys who had the picks tonight, you really saw how long they were. So Dre's really somebody that stood out to us this training camp so far. We've asked line of scrimmage stuff, playing Sam linebacker, covering tight ends. We've asked him to rush more. So he's off to a good start. We still want to get our mindset for the ball stronger, but we were pleased to see that play from him tonight. Yes. Yeah, you know, and that's one of the big alerts we have. You know, when teams are backed up, a lot of times, you know, pass plays to the flat or deep shot plays. So, you know, for Jalen and for Branch also, you know, not to get the player down. You know, sometimes a deep pass is completed, but we've got to get the player down. You know, if it ends up being a 40-yard pass, those ones you get to fight another down. When they go the distance, those ones are tough to handle. So, like I said, after the, you know, when we go back through it, we know we got lots of work to do, and that's what we'll set our mind on doing. The preseason, we do love it, and we love the matchups and of the young players, especially at the end, who are kind of going through their first experience at it. So all the different things that could come up, you know, 4-minute offense, 2-minute and defense. So we look forward to those times, and we practice them a bunch. So when they get into them, those can feel real normal. So we were disappointed we weren't able to execute that at the end tonight.
Happy to see Mike Myron hit the 3-yard.
We knew we'd give him a shot, too. You guys who have been to practice, you've seen how strong his leg is. So we thought if he had the opportunity, we were going to give him a shot at it. And it just so happened that, you know, he nailed it just, you know, like he does in practice. He's got a fantastic model to look for in terms of consistency in Matt Bryant. So, you know, watching that, every kick the same and doing it, that's really rubbed off on Mike as well. So we're happy for him tonight.
You said last year you threw a lot of trains with rookie. How's he been able to kind of soak all that in second season?
There's usually a pretty big jump that a player can make from year one to year two. And it also takes place from 2 to 3. And so I think that's pretty normal. You know, some of the – you know, the improvement that you're seeing from Dre, from Poole, from Hooper, from Neal. And we're anxious to see these guys and where they can go to. We also think that takes place from a player going from 2 to 3 to see that kind of jump. So we've got high hopes for Dre in terms of all the different roles that he has for our team. It's one of the topics Thomas and I talk about, tight ends and matchups and how do you use different size players. And so we're anxious to use him in every role that he can. It does, yeah, because now you have different ways to match up players and different opponents. So in some games, it's tight ends and backs that you're looking at. In other games, it's receivers. So how do you use, you know, a guy with his length?
So you mentioned that you want those normal, those tough situations like fourth down.
Yeah.
To feel normal. This was Sark's first game calling plays for the Falcons. Did it feel normal?
It did for him. It did, and being in the press box, I just wanted to make sure our communication was right. And that's our first time going through it. So on those ones, I'd give him alert, hey, if we get, you know, this distance on the third down, we'll go for it on 4. So he was aware of those. So it's important for us to go through that process together as well. But from the press box communication down to the quarterbacks, the plays in on time, that was important to see that kind of operation, and that part went well.